Jungle ARP enabled and Lev 12, ghost it with Jungle Swing, beginner sound design for drum and bass. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style ARP in Ableton Lev 12, and more importantly, make it move like it belongs next to a breakbeat, because in jungle and rolling DNB, the difference between an ARP and that rolling pocket is usually two things, ghost notes, and swing that's controlled. By the end, you'll have a tight 16th note ARP, a ghost note layer that adds momentum without clutter, a groove that locks to your drums, and a simple stock effects chain that makes it feel authentic in a mix. Step 1. Set the context. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 175 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170. Now create a drum track and load a break, or just make a simple pattern. If you need a quick starter, play kick on beat 1 and the end of 2, snare on 2 and 4, and 16th hats. The reason we do drums first is simple. You can't judge swing in a vacuum. Jungle swing only makes sense when it's reacting to hats and snares. Next, create a MIDI track and load a stock synth. Waveedable is perfect for a clean jungle pluck, and Drift is great if you want it a bit rougher and raw. Let's do Waveedable. Set oscillator 1 to a basic saw. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 3kHz to start, and add a little drive, like 2 to 5. Now shape the amp envelope into a pluck, super fast attack, basically 0. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What you're doing here is making a sound that speaks and gets out of the way. At 170 BPM, anything too long turns into a smear, and smeared ARPs fight breaks and bass immediately. Now we write the ARP. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16 notes. Pick a dark, classic key, F minor or G minor. Let's say F minor. A nice simple set of chord tones is F, Ab, C, and Eb, like an FM7 flavor. Program a repeating pattern across the bar so it cycles those notes a steady 16ths. You can literally do F, Ab, C, Eb on the first 4 16ths, then repeat that idea through the bar. Keep it simple. Jungle ARPs are rhythmic first, melodic second. If you'd rather not manually draw every note, here's a beginner shortcut. Drop Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect before Waveedable. Set style to up, rate to 1/16, steps around 3 to 5, and gate around 60 to 80%. Hold down an FM7 chord and record the output. Either way, you want a clear 16th note engine. Before we get fancy, do a quick cleanup move that saves you later. Quantize hard. Just lock it to the grid so you have a clean canvas. Quantize is not the enemy. We're going to add groove afterward on purpose. Now we get to the magic. Ghost it. Ghost notes are the tiny, quiet nudges that create shuffle energy without sounding like extra melody. Think of them like a drummer's ghost hits. They're felt more than they're heard. First, duplicate your MIDI clip so you can A and B it. In the duplicate, choose an approach. I want you to think in two lanes, an anchor lane and a ghost lane. Anchors are the notes that must hit consistently, usually near beats 1 and 3, or wherever your pattern feels like home. Ghost lane notes are optional, low-velocity nudges that create motion. Add a few extra notes in between your main notes. Good places to try are 1A, 2E, 3A, and 4E. Keep them near chord tones. Don't start leaping all over the keyboard. If you want a little flick, you can occasionally push a ghost up by a small musical interval, like 3 or 7 semitones, but do that sparingly. Now shape those ghosts. This is the part most beginners skip, and it's why their ghost notes don't sound like ghosts. Set ghost velocities around 15 to 35. Make them shorter than your main notes. Really short. Somewhere between a 1/32-ish stab and a 1/16 length is fine. The rule of thumb is, if you can clearly hear the ghost as its own melody, it's too loud. It should feel like momentum, not a hook. If you want the note lengths to be consistent and tight, put the note length MIDI effect before the synth. Set it to trigger mode and set the length around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Now everything stays snappy, which is crucial at 170 BPM. Quick coach check. If your groove starts sounding messy, don't blame swing yet. Shorten notes first. Swing behaves differently depending on note length. Long notes plus groove equals blur and flams. Cool. Now we apply jungle swing the right way. Open the groove pool in Live. Grab a groove like Swing 16-65 as a starting point. You can also try MPC 16 swing grooves if you want that classic hardware shuffle vibe. Apply the groove to your ARP clip using the groove chooser in the clip view. Now go back to the groove pool settings and dial it in. Start with timing around 45%, velocity around 10%, and random around 3%. Here's the big DNB tip. Use less timing than you think. Your break already has groove. You're not trying to make the ARP drunk. You're trying to make it lean with the drums. And here's a super powerful move. If your drums already feel perfect, extract the groove from them. Right-click the drum clip and choose Extract Groove. Then apply that extracted groove to the ARP. This is how you get that same band feeling, like the ARP is being played inside the break rather than pasted on top. Now do the truth meter test. Solo your hats and the ARP. Listen. If the ARP sounds like it's arguing with the hats, reduce groove timing or remove a couple ghost notes. If it feels like it breathes with the hats, you're in the pocket. Next, we make it sound like jungle with a simple stock chain. We're going for movement, bite, and space, but controlled. First device, auto filter. Choose a 12 dB low pass, LP12. Set cutoff somewhere in the 1 to 4 kHz area depending on how bright you want it. Add a small positive envelope amount, like 5 to 15%. So each pluck has a little dynamic wah that helps it speak. Then add a subtle LFO to the cutoff. Rate around 1/8 or 1/4, with a low amount. You're not trying to do a huge wobble. You're trying to give it a living, rolling motion. Second device, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Consider enabling soft clip. This adds harmonics so the ARP can cut through breaks without you cranking the volume. Third device, echo. This is where jungle starts smiling. Set echo time to 1/8 or 3/16. 3/16 is a classic rolling feel. Keep feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter the echo, low cut around 300 Hz so you don't muddy the bass, and high cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't hiss over the hats. Mix around 8 to 18%. Remember, DNB hates uncontrolled tails. If your groove gets washed out, your echo is too wet, or your feedback is too high, optional but recommended. After saturation, put an EQ8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz to stay out of the bass. If it's fighting hats, dip a little around 6 to 10 kHz. If it's pokey, check 2 to 4 kHz for a small reduction. Do this after saturation, because saturation changes the harmonic balance. Now the bounce, sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the ARP track, enable sidechain, and key it from your drum bus, or even just the kick. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient still pokes through a bit. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it pumps musically. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. That little duck makes the ARP breathe with the break. Teacher tip. Try sidechaining from the snare instead of the kick. In jungle, the snare often defines the lean. Ducking the ARP on snare hits can feel more musical and less like EDM pumping. Now, let's do one small sound design extra that makes ghost notes read correctly. Make ghosts darker, not just quieter. In Waveeatable, map MIDI velocity to filter cutoff with a subtle amount. The idea is simple. Loud anchor hits open the filter and sound brighter. Quiet ghosts stay tucked and darker. That alone creates a huge played-by-hands illusion. If your ARP still feels too stack, you can add a tiny pitch envelope with a fast decay for a little pluck knock at the front. Keep it subtle. You want a click, not a laser. Arrangement ideas, because a good loop is nice, but jungle is about movement over phrases. Try an 8-bar intro where the ARP is filtered low, then slowly open the filter into the drop. At the drop, keep the ARP bright, but vary velocity, so it doesn't feel like a photocopied bar. Use call and response. Bars 1 and 2 the ARP plays, bars 3 and 4 mute the ARP and let a stab or vocal chop answer. Or do a micro version inside one bar, beats 1 and 2 mostly chord tones, beats 3 and 4 add one small leap to the 5th or 7th so it answers itself. Make variations every 4 bars without rewriting everything. Remove a couple ghost notes. Swap one note for tension, like changing IB to D for a moment. Or increase echo feedback slightly at the very end of a phrase, then bring it back down. Another safe spice move. In the last half bar of a phrase, automate echo time briefly to 1/12 or 1/6 with a very low mix. It implies a rhythmic shift without touching your MIDI. Also, respect the snare. On the main snare hits, 2 and 4, consider removing any anchor note that lands exactly there, or shorten it. Let the snare speak. Your track will instantly feel more jungle. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If you add too much swing, the ARP starts sounding late and messy. Keep timing moderate. If ghost notes are too loud, they turn into clutter. If note lengths are too long, everything smears at 170 BPM. If the ARP is too bright and too wide, it fights hats and makes the mix harsh. If delay is too wet, You lose punch and the groove collapses. Now a quick 15-minute practice challenge to lock this in. Make a 1-bar arp in G minor using only G, B, B, D, and F. Add 4 ghost notes at very low velocity. Apply swing 16-65 with timing 45, velocity 10, random 3. Add echo at 3/16 with mix around 12%. Then export 2 versions, one with no groove, and one with groove plus ghosts. When you a/b them with your drums, the groove and ghost version should feel like it leans into the break. Recap, so you know what matters most. A jungle arp becomes authentic when it's rhythmic first, melodic second. Ghost notes are quiet, short, and supportive, and they're even better when they're also darker. Groove pool swing should be controlled, and ideally matched to your drums by extracting groove. Filter, saturation, echo, and sidechain give you that instant jungle character. And small variations every 4 to 8 bars keep it rolling, without you constantly rewriting parts. If you tell me your tempo, key, and whether you're using wave eatable or drift, plus what your drum source is, I can suggest a tight 2-bar arp pattern and exactly where to place ghost notes, so it locks to your hats and respects the snare.